Hey everybody, it is a happy day today because it's an Easter day today, and I'm also really excited because today is the first day that we're moving into the next phase of reopening here at Bethany, and this is what that means here for worship. It means that while we want you to continue to wear your masks when you come in and when you leave the building and in between the services, but when you get it to your rows, you can actually take your masks off, as some of you have already figured out. It's so exciting. Now listen, the reason why we can do this is because we're going to continue to honor the Omaha mask mandate and CDC guidelines, which state that if you can't maintain 6 feet, we want you to wear a mask. But if you're 6 feet or beyond, you don't have to wear your mask. So we're seating everybody every other row so that we're 6 feet apart. So again, when you find your seats, you can take, if you're comfortable, taking your masks off. And we want those of you online to understand we're continuing to follow guidelines. And you might say, hey, why do we bother with that, Pastor? Well, it's an act of faith for us. Romans 13, Paul reminds us that we are to submit to the local authorities, that it is an act of faith for us to honor what God has put into place in terms of authority over. So that's why we do that. And also, for those of you online, we're doing that so we all continue to have a safe place for you to come and join us when you're comfortable again. So we look forward to seeing you once more. If you're here for the first time, my name's John. I'm one of the pastors on staff. And today we're starting this series called Add Joy. Add Joy, where we're talking about this incredible passage that we just read. Let's read it again, because I think you're sitting there in disbelief that that's actually in the Bible. Let's read it. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 15. So I recommend having, let's say it together, fun. I recommend having fun. Isn't that incredible? That means we're allowed as followers, we're allowed as God people to have fun. Now, why is that so important? Well, let's continue with the scripture. Because there's nothing better. There's nothing better for people in this world than to eat, drink, and enjoy life. That way, this is key, they will experience some happiness along with all the hard work God gives them under the sun. So this series is all about adding joy. How many of you can handle a little more joy in your life after this past year? How many of you would like to maintain a sense of joy and fun in your life moving forward? Of course. Now, the problem is that not all of us remember how to have fun. I mean, not all of us remember how to put ourselves into the mind frame, how to put ourselves in a place emotionally, how to put ourselves in a place spiritually where we can add joy to the journey. And so if adding joy or having fun is somewhere down the list of priorities, then it's going to be difficult for you to have joy for the journey. But if you really believe that this scripture is true for you, then at least that's the first step to putting a sense of joy back into the journey for you. Now listen, the message here doesn't say this. Don't read into this. It doesn't say nothing else matters but having fun. That's not what it says. It doesn't say nothing else is important only to have fun. No, it says add joy. There's nothing better while you're doing life, while you're serving your neighbor, while you're serving God's will. In other words, there's nothing better as an ingredient to mix in. Because nobody likes a meal with just one ingredient, right? Nobody likes to have tuna for lunch every day. Nobody creates a pizza with just cheese. That's not pizza. You gotta mix in the different ingredients if you want the best pizza possible. It's true for life as well. You need to mix in, and joy and fun is a critical, essential ingredient to mix in while you're doing the hard work that God has given you. So I'm going to give you four different observations about fun to start our series this week. Number one, fun is intentional. Here's what I mean. There's a big, big difference between fun that happens for you and fun that happens through you. There's a big difference between fun that happens for you and fun that happens through you, because if the only kind of fun that you ever have is fun that is provided for you, then your fun eventually is going to run out, because you're making having fun somebody else's responsibility or something other, some other thing responsible for you having fun. And the problem with that is we get into a cycle where we start chasing fun. When we think somehow life should provide fun for us, we start chasing fun because we have this mindset where we think it's going to happen with maybe another person or another relationship. Maybe it'll be more fun or have greater joy with the next thing, the next trip, the next experience, the next this and that. And the problem with that is you're assigning too much to those other things being responsible for your fun because that never fully and finally is satisfying. So you have to make fun intentional, not for you, but through you, through you. I was riding my bicycle around Zirinsky Lake last summer, and you know, it has a trail, the multi-use trail, and I was coming down a hill fast, because I ride my bike fast. And I was burning down that hill. And at the end of the hill, there was a puddle, and on the other side of the puddle, there was a mom, and looked like her son, maybe 5 or 6, coming at me, and we were going to hit that puddle at the exact same time. So I had, you know, vision of those two getting really wet. And so I veered around the puddle, and as I went around the puddle, I looked at him to greet them, and the boy yelled at me. And as I was going by, I heard him say, "Oh, you missed it." I was like, of course. Because you have to be able to put yourself in that mindset. You have to be able to put fun and make it intentional, don't you? So fun has to be intentional. Now, the most meaningful things in life are not fun if you don't make it intentional, if you don't make it fun. The most meaningful things, the things that matter in life, like finding a home or your job or education or raising kids or you know, developing relationships, the things that matter in life aren't fun if you don't make it fun. And the problem is, when it comes to faith, it's the same issue. You're giving, for example. Oh, no, I have to give. You know, that's no fun unless you make it fun, unless it comes from a sense of joy that God is going to do more with the rest that you have than if you were to try to keep it by yourself. That's a sense of joy. So if you don't make some of the things that matter the most in life, tithing, when it comes to faith, tithing and reading the Bible, right? Everyone's like, "Oh, I don't know about the Bible." But if you make it fun, gather with other people, those things are the most meaningful things in life. And if you don't make it fun, then it's not going to be very interesting, and you're going to lose your interest, and you're going to circumvent the things that matter most in life. So if you're intentional, the scripture says nothing is better to experience happiness along with the hard work that God has given you. This month we're serving, as you heard, in Beyond Bethany, and that's a classic example. Because you can hear about Beyond Bethany and go serve in our community, and you could go, "Oh, that doesn't sound like very much fun." Or you can say, "Let's get some friends and go have fun and serve. Because our community needs us. Our city needs us. Our community and our city, they need to see the people who represent the salt and the light of the world. That's you." And so if you think it's just a burden, I can go serve, it's not going to be very light-like. No, we are to go out there and have fun and shine, because you're the light of the world. You're the salt. You make things tasty, exciting. So that's a great example of things that matter when it comes to serving and making a difference in the community. You can choose to either do it with a grudge or do it with a sense of burden or heaviness, or you can choose to make it fun. So serving is a great example, because otherwise we avoid it. So there's nothing better for you as a person. There's nothing better for you for your marriage. There's nothing better for your work environment, your team environment. There's nothing better to make your family environment. So fun is intentional, fun is healing. Proverbs 17, a cheerful heart is a good medicine, but a downcast spirit dries up the bones. I love that, dries up the bones, because nobody can deliver you a fun in a box, right? Because it's not physical. Nobody can do, you can't order fun through Amazon and get a package of fun at your doorstep because it's not physical, is it? It's, you know, money can't make you have fun. It might help a little bit, but money can't make you have fun. Many of you know people who have very little money, and they seem to have a great sense of joy and fun about themselves. And many of you know people who have a ton of wealth, and yet they can't seem to have fun whatsoever. So fun, the emotional component of fun is so important because it heals. Many people, many of you know, when you lose a loved one, it's heavy. And in your grief, what happens? You share some stories, you talk about some memories, and then suddenly somebody said something about what happened, and they kind of smile and laugh, and that laughter begins the process of healing. I mean, they did research on this stuff. They say laughter lowers blood pressure, it reduces stress hormones in our bodies, it increases your immunity system, it releases endorphins, increases the overall sense of well-being. Make it fun, make it intentional, because fun heals. Number three, fun is relational. It brings people together. For those of you who are parents, you know this, or if you've ever been parented, you know this as well, that every once in a while, your child might give you a look. You know the look? And what do you say to them? You get that look right off your face. Now, I know what you do. Get that look off your face. You say that. Why do you say that? Because you know exactly what they're thinking. And see, parents, we have to take some of our own medicine because sometimes we have, you remember the commercial, the bitter beer face? But that gets stuck on our face sometimes when it comes to our kids or when it comes to our environment. Sometimes we have to take our own medicine and get that look off of our face. Because if your home is always stern, well, we can chase our kids away. So fun, a sense of joy, adds to the health of your relationships. It's healthy. If you're single, you know, having fun is attractive. You want to be able to be intentional with fun. It's good for you. Whether you're single or married, again, whether it's at work, we need to lighten up a little bit, especially because we've made it through this season of life that's been so difficult. So, fun is relational as well. Number four, fun is spiritual. I read this quote this past week. It's great. It's not the load that breaks you down. It's the way you carry it. It's not the load that breaks you down. It's the way you carry it. You know, when I learn, I can always pick up a vibe for me is when I'm trying to carry I'm trying to carry too much, you know, the responsibilities, the day-to-day stuff, the things, that, the commitments, the deadlines, and it gets to the point where I'm dragging stuff around and it feels so heavy. And I have to remember, no, it's not so much the load, it's how am I carrying it. Now, what might that mean? Well, Jesus, I think, speaks directly to this. He said, come to me. Remember this? Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. What kind of rest, Jesus? My kind of rest. He goes on, take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you. Now, for those of us who are non-farmers, let me break this down a little bit. What a yoke is, a yoke was a harness fitted over the shoulders of oxen so that two could come side by side and they could share the load, they could share the burden of pulling a plow through a field. Typically it was made of wood or it was made of metal. Now what's interesting here is that Jesus didn't say, I'm going to come alongside of you and I'm going to help you with the load that you're carrying. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus said this. He said, for my yoke is easy to bear and the burden I give you is light. Not that we don't carry something, but what is it that you're carrying? How are you carrying it? Who are you sharing it with? This is so important because when you say yes to God, when you accept this invitation to follow Jesus, when you sense the Holy Spirit saying there's a better way and nudging you, then we're really asked to do two things. One, take an honest look at the things that you've been pulling around in your life. And if you still think it's a good idea, don't even worry about Jesus. But look at what you've been pulling around. And know that you have a place to put it. You don't have to carry it around anymore. And you can place it down and pick up a different load, a different yoke, a new yoke. Now, practically speaking, what that means is that when you decide, again, to make God's priorities your priorities, then you will begin to operate under a lighter load. What does that look like? Here's what it looks like. You will stop worrying about the outcomes of your decisions and the things you can't control. Because I don't know about you, when I get heavy, when I start realizing I'm stressed and I'm pulling around this sense of burden around me, it's because I'm trying to control the outcomes. And you and I, we were not designed to try to control the outcomes. How many of you have been able to control the future by worrying? Or maybe you're trying to control the thing that happened in your past that keeps chasing you down. Or maybe you're trying to resolve what happened in the past by judging yourself and telling yourself you can't do what you really are called to do. How many of you are pulling around things that you were never designed to pull things around? And what God is inviting you to do, what the Holy Spirit is inviting you to do because of the resurrected Christ, is to lay those burdens down and pick up the other yoke. Because otherwise, why was he raised to begin with if not to provide for you a new yoke? And so when we don't pick up the yoke, it's like saying, well, I don't really need power from our Heavenly Father. I don't need to be yoked to the author of my life. When you try to go through life unyoked, it's up to you to control the outcomes. Toward the end of his ministry, Jesus said this, "These things I've spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, that your joy may be full." Maybe you're here today, and if you could try to view your life through this lens, have you been chasing fun? Have you been chasing happiness? Have you been chasing joy? Are you bored? Have you been successful but don't feel like it's been very significant? Maybe you've got the wrong yoke. And won't you consider laying it down and picking up a different yoke? The one that's a little lighter. Because Jesus already knows where he wants to take you, and there's already victory because of the cross. So we don't have to worry any longer about the outcomes because of the security of the blessings, of the gift that was made possible because of the resurrection. That's why we call ourselves Easter people. Because it's good, and it's lighter. And if you've never sensed the fullness of the joy of the Lord in your life, what are you waiting for? I'm going to go ahead and pray, and I just encourage you to pray with me. And to pray that while we're doing the hard work, that we might be able to have our spirits lifted by putting down the old and picking up Christ's yoke. And in doing so, I think you're going to be able to find, you will be able to add joy and fun into the mix as you do the hard work that God has given you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, the message for us is so counterintuitive because we have been taught it's up to us, that we are the producers, and that we have been taught if we trust some invisible something that we're fools. And so we break down because we're trying to carry what we're not supposed to be carrying. But we can't help ourselves, Lord, so you need to break our hearts and break open our hearts and minds today so that we can finally let the yoke, the stuff we've been pulling around forever, go. And trust you with the outcomes. Maybe this is the very first time for many of us. Won't you bless us and come into the scene? For mercy is what you desire, and that's mercy is what you've given us.